This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something that when you apply it to your weapon, if you apply it the correct way, which is solvent, wipe it down, lubricant, wipe it down, you're going to be just amazed at what you're going to get out of that. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, first things first. I know how many friends I have on Facebook. I know how many people like my page on Facebook. I think I know about how many people are listening to the show, how many podcasts, downloads, and everything I've got going on. I know how many people are listening live, I think. There's no reason we can't put Mr. Knight over the edge in the next week. 650. Now, I know there may be some things like you have to be a voting member of the NRA. That may come up. But, you know, contact Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, for the number 4, NRA.com. Or go to my social media, Facebook, look for Bill Frady or Lock and Load Radio. And there is a link there to click on. And then there you can find out how to become effective and part of the solution. The Huffington Post, not exactly known for an even-handed approach, but recently they pulled a piece calling for the execution of President Donald Trump, which was published this past Saturday by contributor and all-around cool breeze dude Jason Fuller. His little ditty contained rhetoric and imagery that seems very tasteless, particularly after what we just had yesterday. He declares in the title that Trump must be prosecuted. If convicted in a court of law, executed. He doesn't stop there, as he insists that impeachment isn't enough to drain the swamp, and to do so means doling out the ultimate punishment, execution, in order to fully restore the moral compass of the U.S., which, by the way, is whatever he says it is. His ultimate punishment is not only reserved for the president, but for everyone assisting in his agenda. You know, I voted for Trump. That means me, including Republican reps Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and White House strategist Steve Bannon. And he claims that all must face justice by being tried, convicted, and ultimately executed for treason. This tone is coming from a man who self-describes as critical of bullying and extremism, and he uses the term execution twice, ultimate punishment twice more thereafter, as a euphemism for execution, in a piece claiming that those he disagrees with have committed treason. You haven't really run up against anybody that really disagrees with you, have you, Mr. Fuller? The part that I just don't get about you leftists is that you sit in a cocoon most of the time. You don't like to venture outside your comfort zone. And yet you're coming out here and you're slinging a bunch of stuff verbally that I don't know how you're going to make it happen. Now, President Trump the duly elected president of the United States, whether you like it or not, leftist, whether you like it or not, Jason Fuller, we're not going to just let you take him. What do you think we're going to do? Just sit back and say, well, you know, they've spoken. Yeah, well, we spoke. And you don't seem to care what we had to say. Now, let me explain something to you about rhetoric, about talking, about things that people say. There are two types of people in the world. Well, no, there's actually three. There are three types of people that are in the world. There are they're the very naive that I call the sheep. They listen, if they hear it on a radio, if they hear it on the TV, they see it on a TV or whatever, they're like, well, must be gospel. I guess all those white people that voted for Trump are racist. What about all the black people that voted for Trump and the Hispanics and the Asians and the Europeans and all of those other people? What about them? Are they racist too? But you didn't know that some of those numbers voted for Trump more so than any other Republican in recent history, right? You didn't know that. That's because you don't. You're not looking at things altogether, which brings us to our next bunch of people, which are the critical thinkers who get out there. And hopefully every one of you that are listening to me, I hope you're all critical thinkers. I hope I never tell you anything where you get out and say, well, must be true because Bill said it. If you have questions about it, you know, by all means, go look me up. Go look it up. You may find a different opinion, but I don't come to you slinging stuff without checking it twice. You know, I'm sort of like Santa Claus on that one. And then there are the ones that simply think that they're way above it all, and I call most of them politicians. And they seem to think that they're above it all. But they sort of participate. We got the Republicans on the one hand who seem to always, they're always in a popularity contest. Some of them are always wanting to be in a popularity contest. If we just said this way, or if we just did this way, maybe the media would give us a fair shake. Forget about it. You're doomed. And then there's the leftists who not only want to control, they want your money. They want to control your life. They want to make new types of currency they call carbon credit. They want to make sure that everything you want to get is free as long as you'll vote for them. Never mind what they have to do to get that money to, you know, just print it, I guess, if it comes down to it. But they'll try to exhaust every other means prior to that. If you were to go to Huffington Post and look at it, it would say this post from the Huffington Post contributor platform is no longer available on our site. Okay. But it's once you put something to the interwebs, it's out there forever. And that's why I put up podcasts and YouTube videos, because it's out there forever. I am now immortal. I agree with Tim that we should try to do this the most peaceful way we can. And unfortunately, by the same token, I say to you with all candor that I don't know how that's going to play. Sooner or later, I'm going to be at something and I'm going to see something like this unfold. And then what do I do? Am I going to just sit there and watch it happen? Am I going to watch somebody get beat up just because they voted for Trump? Am I going to see somebody take a bike lock to somebody's skull because they voted for Trump? Am I going to sit back and just let that happen? No, I am not. I'm going to be within the law. I'm going to be within my rights, and I'm going to do whatever I can. But I'm not going to endanger myself to stop you, leftists. If you decide to go violent, okay. What I want versus what I'm willing to do are two different things. And you're about to run. And I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this. That's your problem. When we get back, the New York Times has dug up the old attack on Sarah Palin again to sort of justify what happened yesterday. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Frog Lube is something that you treat your weapon with, you clean your weapon with it, and you lubricate your weapon, all making your weapon very combat effective. Check them out at froglube.com. New York Times recently used what happened yesterday at the base. I mean, you know, like yesterday they used it to attack former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Who does she even matter anymore? With a baseless conspiracy theory blaming Palin for inciting mentally ill Jared Loughner to shoot Gabrielle Giffords. They said in 2011, when Jared Lee Loughner opened fire in a supermarket parking lot, grievously wounding Representative Gabby Giffords and killing six people, including a 9-year-old girl, the link to political incitement was clear. Before the shooting, Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee circulated a map of targeted electoral districts that put Ms. Giffords and 19 other Democrats under stylized crosshairs, as if Jared Lee Loughner saw that. They added later, though there's no sign of incitement as direct as in the Giffords attack, leftists should, of course, hold themselves to the same standard of decency that they ask of the right. Well, there is no evidence to support the old conspiracy theory that Loughner, who was a schizophrenic devil worshiper, was at all inspired by Palin's electoral map. He probably never saw it. I don't even know if he knew who she is. CNN, Jake Tapper, pointed out in response to the New York Times editorial, even way back in January 2011, we knew that Laughlin's obsession began 3 years before the Palin map. And Tapper made that same exact point back in 2011 when he worked for ABC. Other commenters pointed out the New York Times bizarre. And this is one of those unforced errors that you sit back and say, what? Let's see. John Potters, he wrote, the New York Times editorial falsely claims Loughner shot Giffords due to a target on a photo. It's not yet 11. They can change it. Let's see. Then from, who is this? I don't even know who that is. This paragraph in today's New York Times editorial on Alexandria's shootings is offensively quasi-Stalinistically wrong. The Washington Free Beacon's David Rutz, pointed out that the New York Times editorial board has now done editorials about Pulse and Alexandria shootings that found a way to blame Republicans. Free Beacon writer Stephen Gutkowski. This New York Times editorial on today's shooting is just despicable. What absolute trash. Ben Dreyfus, a senior editor with the left-wing Mother Jones. Mother Jones! Called the editorial stupid, adding Palin didn't make that loon shoot Gabby Giffords. James Toronto of the Wall Street Journal. Unbelievable, the Times is still peddling this despicable lie. He added that this is shockingly dishonest. And this is the second time that their editors have blamed Palin for Giffords shooting. They ran a similar editorial in 2011, and that again, without any evidence to support such a conspiracy theory, cast blame at Palin for Giffords shooting. Now, I knew it was going to come to this. You know what? We'll get into this next. I don't want to start this. Let's concentrate on this, okay? I don't know that we have ever on the Republican conservative side, I don't know that we have ever demonized to the degree in the mainstream media the way the left does. I may be wrong about that though. But I don't know. In all candor, I don't know. However, I do know this. I have never said, let me condition this here. Let me think about this. I have said many times that if they were to force us into a position for where we thought we might be in a moment where we would have to get out there and defend the Constitution in the streets, I have said that. I'll continue saying that. I don't feel bad about saying that. I took an oath, and a lot of other people besides me, I don't want to get out there and go pump on my chest just by myself. A lot of us took an oath to keep the fighting from happening here. And these idiots on the left don't realize the gift we gave them. All that I have managed to do, all that my brethren and sisters in the military have managed to do, is keep them in power long enough. And they're not even in power. They are a wounded minority. I mean, they have painted themselves into a corner so much. Out of 3,000 counties, they're in, what, 140 some odd? Is that what I said? They're not even that widespread. They're very loud. They have, you know, they operate in media centers, national media centers in the United States. They operate on the coasts. There's certain little islands out there in the middle of the country there, here and there. But for the most part, they are, you know, they're non-players anymore. Demographically, they don't really even, they're becoming less and less pertinent. I mean, 2 years ago, if somebody had told me that a Republican, even Donald Trump, if somebody told me that any Republican would carry Wisconsin, would carry Michigan, would win Florida the way Trump did, I would have sat back and I would have said, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Where, you know, this is propaganda you're pushing. This is trying to keep me from going to the polls. And yet, that's what happened. Because America quit listening. And what they don't understand, this is the part that is amazing to me. They've done no requiem. They've not sat down with themselves and said, why did this happen? How did this happen? Instead, somebody's gotten out there and said it was racism, it was a hacking, it was this, that, the other. They're so busy creating a stalemate that they're not actually doing anything to further their cause. They're just counting on the failure of the Republicans to enable them to regain power, which that's the part that doesn't make sense for me, Republicans. You guys don't have to pay attention to them. You can tell them to sit down and shut up, or you can just put them in another room, remove them bodily. Go Waxman on them. Go just like Henry Waxman used to do all the time. I'll have you removed. Do that once or twice. Kamala Harris keeps getting shut down, and she's not learning, so I mean, I don't know. When we get back, right now, the reason that shooting happened, according to the Democrats, is GOP gun policies. Yeah, this is Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled and the PPR, so I put pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas Seed Oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to Frog Lube now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube. How best to put this? Let me think about this just for a second, if I may. Frog Lube is something I've used for 5 years. I am actually very happy with it, especially when I am dealing with a AR-15 bolt carrier group. Everything that's moving in there, I smear that with Frog Lube paste. And it looks, well, it looks sort of tacky. It looks almost like a, Brill cream, if you will. But when I pull the trigger on that, at that point, everything smooths out, it liquefies, and it's just going to run. And that's the kind of thing that I can't get past. It's just that good. Check them out at froglube.com. Now then, we got these tweets yesterday after there was, I actually watched some video of this guy. This guy got to shoot for a long time. 50 shots were fired at GOP
congressmen, and he only hit five of them. Then the tweets began. Scalise took over $7,000 from at NRA last election cycle. I hope he's okay and that this event changes his mind on gun control. Sending Steve Scalise the same empty thoughts and prayers he offers gun victims while taking tens of thousands of dollars from hashtag NRA. Thoughts and prayers to Steve Scalise, who accepted $18,500 from the NRA and wants more guns on the streets. Or is it too soon to point out that Scalise has an A-plus rating from the at NRA? Yeah, it is. Here we're blaming the victim. We're blaming his political stance for his misfortune. And for those of you that consider yourself, one, American, and two, to have a conscience, this should be very shocking for you. And I categorically reject the idea that both sides do it. While the Republicans somehow sometimes point out the way the Democrat policies, the generous welfare and the minimum wage, hurt the people they're supposed to help, none of us gloat and seek political advantage when Democrats face death or grievous bodily injury. Yet, during the health care debate, I heard a lot on the left openly wish Democrats who supported Trump care would themselves suffer painful illnesses or witness them among family members. I hope your children die, that kind of thing. And we're seeing this same vengeful point-scoring attempt today. See, the saying is that conservatives think leftists are wrong and the leftists think conservatives are evil. The Democrats often seem certain that we choose economic policies from malice towards the poor, healthcare proposals out of indifference to sick people, attitudes toward affirmative action due to racism. And when Republicans take NRA money for their campaigns, not for themselves, of course, in exchange for supporting policies that objectively lead to the deaths of children, it's simple greed. This very smug idea that conservatives would abandon their positions if they affected them personally is a bedrock of the leftist cultural stance. Countless TV shows have portrayed traditionalist characters who don't support gay marriage until a family member comes out. Or a Republican senator in a recent off-Broadway Church and State sees the light about gun control after shooting at the elementary school his children attend. Leftist newspapers trumpet confessionals by women who were pro-life until they got pregnant. Some of the tweets are particularly obnoxious for me. Thoughts and prayers are fine. You very rarely hear me pushing that. But they are particularly obnoxious when they do it. That's a manifestation of what is known on the internet as concern trolling, pretending sympathy for the other side to undermine our case. Now, anyone who really seeks prayers for Representative Scalise calls for prayers for him and then prays for him. And that's what we should all be doing. But you notice I'm not advocating that you do it. I've done it. I have done it. Have you? Have you really done it? Have you consciously done it? This is not about his policies, although I agree with all of his policies. I think Steve Scalise is an upright guy. I'm glad he's the whip. I'm surprised he got it because he's a little outspoken. And it needs to be said here, the shooter was not a conservative. He stopped to check the political affiliation of the practicing legislator athletes before opening fire. So the Democrats have gone back to defending gun control today as a means to control their own people from murdering Republicans. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I'm already seeing some conservative responses online to the blame guns crowd, pointing out that if the shooter had not been himself shot by armed guards, the event would have been a massacre. And that kind of debate will likely continue for weeks. But it's not too early to unbraid those who waited for minutes to exploit a legislative opponent's tragedy to score political points. You guys, you have no concept of how low you have sunk, do you? You really just don't get it. I would be a lot more willing to sit out here and concede to anybody that maybe I'm being a little hard on the Democrats about their rhetoric. If, in fact, I had any evidence that they really thought that they should tone it down. They're not going to tone it down. It's going to be back to business as usual very soon. Very soon, it's going to be back to business as usual, people. It's not going to matter what you and I think. It's not going to matter what you and I want. You know, the other day, Pelosi was out there saying she agreed with the Speaker of the House, which everybody got a good chuckle out of that while they're, you know, saying we stand together. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. As much as I try to find it in my heart to be accommodating here, I can't. I have been personally vilified more times than I can count. And I can take it. I can take it all day long. But I'm not going to like it. And I'm not going to continually put up with it. Yes, leftists, you are wrong. No, leftists, I am not evil. That doesn't mean that I'm just going to sit back and just take what you got to hand out. I don't agree with you. That's not reason enough for you to come at me. And if you do, well, you'll get met. Okay? One more time. Back to Genesis Communications Network. When we get back, we're going to talk about movement, tactical movement, against multiple opponents. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. And no, I'm not in a midlife crisis. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
No matter what you're using, this will work better. Take my word. But go try it. In all seriousness, go try this stuff. You will love it. Plus, it makes my weapons all smell like York peppermint patties, which I just love. The other thing is that the NRA meetup, when I was going around and checking out the few guns that I did get to check out, Frog Lube has become an OEM item for a lot of guns now. Most of the guns that I picked up and handled have been lubricated with Frog Lube. So, you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out. Classically, sometimes, especially in the bigger cities, if you're dealing with multiple opponents, you're going to come into this assault with a second assailant. And it's going to be a sort of poor man's pincer movement conducted from the blind spot. Now, let's readdress the encroachment problem. We're talking about space. We're talking about how close somebody is to you. We're talking about spatial awareness. More than likely, there's a verbal component from this predatory fool, and the objective is to get the citizen engaged in dialogue. They want you to talk to them. So while you're talking to them, the likely approach is from behind by the second adversary. They're trying to take, they're misdirecting you. And this is a difficult problem to manage, and it requires significant adaptation to how you normally react to forward encroachment, somebody coming at you from the front. Now, even if you are aware that a second party may be coming at you from behind, the cost of looking may very well be the window that the initial adversary uses to throw a punch or draw a gun. This is where we now have to be managing in two directions. We have to be aware in two directions. Whoa. How do we do this? How do we maintain awareness and vigilance to a known potential problem, and at the same time scan the area behind us for the most likely avenue for somebody coming up from behind for that second adversary without making the job of the initial guy in front of us easier?
Well, it's just like it is in boxing. You got to move. This is the key element, movement. And the natural reaction to wanting distance and space, which is moving backwards, must change. And you have to adapt. Backwards movement is expected by any bad guy, and it's quite easy to steer the uninitiated pretty much anywhere once the basic reaction is understood. Lateral movement and arcing movement is a preferred way to go. The way to visualize this is if one were to place themselves on the face of a clock with the predator standing at 12 and the citizen standing at 6, the objective would be to try to cut a perfect arc up to either 9 or 3. Okay? You're going to want to be angling. My first goal with the person in front is always to put my gun hand as far away from him as I can. The side I'm going to be drawing from, I want that as far away from him as I can get. Now, with a second person coming up behind, I've now put it closer to him. But what I have also done is I've put myself in a position to where I can continue to move if I see this happening, if I see this coming up. This is not natural or instinctive either. This is something that you have to teach yourself. You have to untrain yourself from your instinct, and you have to go and actually do something deliberate. Because what you're about to do is quite counterintuitive. But that's what happens with all the best practices in self-defense. They're all counterintuitive. It's also not intuitive to look at the tiny metal post at the end of the reciprocating slide in an exchange of fire. But it's most assuredly the best practice to guarantee that the bullet goes where you want it to go. So arcing up to the 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock position, it's going to give you two significant advantages in managing unseen space of the rear. If you follow the arc, you can literally maintain your primary field of vision with the known problem in front while simultaneously pulling what was behind into your peripheral vision. And it's a simple head movement then. It's not you turning your head 180 degrees. It's you turning your head maybe 10 degrees to where you can really see what's coming. This is significant because you do not stop facing the primary problem when you're checking your six. Second advantage of this movement tactic is that if indeed there is a second adversary, then what the good guy has done is remove himself out of this pincer predicament. And now you've also significantly narrowed the field of threat. Now your gun hand is closest to the guy coming up behind. Now the guy coming up behind was counting on you not seeing him coming up behind. So it's going to be quite a shock when you turn and are facing both of them. This is how easy it is. This is basically as easy as you pivoting on one foot and moving one step to where you're now sideways to the person talking to you. Okay? But while you're being sideways to the person talking to you, if you continue to back up a little bit and you continue to create space, you will be afforded a luxury that you would not have had if you had not made this move. Multiple assailants is all about dealing with one at a time, but it's also about figuring out how many there are. There's been a lot written about dealing with multiple assailants, and one of the few successful tactics is lining them up as much as possible. When you line them up, only one of them can come at you at a time. Of course, that doesn't really ever happen. The arcing movement does this, but it's not perfect, but it does remove us from the unmanageable 180-degree problem, and it begins this process of stacking the multiple assailants. And there is one more real benefit of the movement, which goes well towards deselecting us from a criminal selection process. This is so unexpected from average that often there are reports of people that have actually used this tactic. And normally what happens is the bad guy looks at what just happened and starts mumbling to themselves and walks away. Not all the time, without a doubt, but being able to move is a key element in managing a second adversary, which is common within the criminal assault paradigm. If you think about boxing, Boxing, of course, is a science of punching and torquing your body certain ways and snapping your waist and snapping and flexing your shoulders a certain way and everything. It's not necessarily about how big you are. It's about how you manage force, okay? But the way you set that force up is going to be with footwork. And when you find a boxer who is mechanically good on the upper body, but he doesn't have footwork, he's going to lose. He's going to lose. So footwork also comes into play in this other part of the martial art, which gunfighting is a martial art. It's not one where we bow to each other or anything else, but it is. Martial means war. When you hear somebody calling for martial law, that's not actually M-A-R-S-H-A-L or A-L-L. It's M-A-R-T-I-A-L, martial, war, law. Something enforced in wartime, enforced by military. So, this makes gunfighting a martial art. Awareness. And I mean, think about this. When you've had this happen, right? You've had a panhandler come up to you, right? Now, he's probably just really a panhandler, right? But what if he isn't? What if he's just the setup guy for the guy behind him? So this is where you start working on this. You start making that move. You start doing that arc. You start getting out of that 180-degree pincer predicament, and you get them, and you start stacking them. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. I want you to remember this. Please. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Stay aware. Stay safe. Let's talk tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.